If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Kevin McDonough is in our sales department. Kevin, are you already tailgating?
Yeah, we just pulled into the Waldron lot. So, yeah, we're out here already. It's filling in.
Okay. I had seen many stories on what's new at Soldier Field this year, and they said that Chef Ryan Craig focused heavily on providing more options for kids at games. And you amaze me because you never brought this up. Kevin's the guy that sets up my fishing trips in Canada. When did you bump into Kevin Warren of the Bears?
So it was back in February, actually. We were at Chicago Cut, kind of like the bar area, Chicago Cut.
Yeah.
And I was with a friend of mine, you know, a customer of ours, Ellie, and we were, just catching up. And here walks out of the elevator is Kevin Warren. And I turned to Ellie. I'm like, you know, I'm going to say hello. So I just, like, turned around and approached him and said, "Hey, Mr. Warren, Kevin McDonough." You know, I gave him my Bears fandom resume. You know, I said, I go to a bunch of games. I split tickets with buddies. And that was right after they announced that Ben Johnson was coming over to the Bears. So that's why I wanted to say, hey, congratulations on Ben Johnson. And we are all just, like, ecstatic what's going to happen here with the Chicago Bears.
And he invited you up to a conference room?
So, we were talking, and he's like, "So you go to a lot of games?" I said, I grew up, my dad had tickets back in the day. So I said, "Yeah, oh, yeah, I've been going to games, and I love it." And he turned to me, and he's like, "You know, actually, I got a meeting going on upstairs. Do you got a couple minutes?" You know, and I was like, kind of looked at my, like, fake wristwatch on my wrist. I'm like, "Yeah, I think I got a couple minutes for you, Kevin Warren," you know? And I remember we were walking to the elevator. I looked back at Ellie, and I kind of gave her, like, the 1 second, like, "I got to go with him."
Yeah.
Pointing at him, and she was like, you know, she's just, like, amazed. Like, what are you doing? And we get, so we hop in this elevator, we go upstairs, and there's, like, a conference room on the second floor of Chicago Cut. And there was probably about, like, 20, maybe, like, executive types that were in this meeting. And, you know, Kevin Warren walks in. He goes, "Hey, everybody, this is my friend Kevin. I just met him at the bar. He's a big Bears fan. He's going to help us tonight. Kev, why don't you go ahead and take that open chair that was, like, in the middle of this big, you know, conference room table." So anyway, so I sat down. And Lisa, it was like the weirdest dream. I'm like, I was having a Miller Lite downstairs. Now I'm like, you know, I'm in a Bears meeting.
In the middle of a,
so that's when Kevin Warren said, "Hey, so Kev, this is a food and beverage. This is some folks from the Bears. There's some folks from Levy Restaurants who are fantastic." And was like, "Hey, you know, we're kind of onboarding some new things and some new ideas." He goes, "What can we do better at Soldier Field from a food and beverage standpoint?" And then he goes, "Go." And he points to me. And I was like, okay, you know. And everyone's like, "Don't hold back. Like, just tell us, you know." So we talked about a few things. And, you know, they were asking me questions, you know, regarding, you know, just, you know, grab-and-go stuff, like the lines. That just as a fan, you know, what would you like to see? And one of the things I mentioned that obviously resonated with the group was that, you know, every year I go to a preseason game with my family, my kids, and, like, my 6-year-old daughter, and this is whenever we go to any restaurant, any venue, anywhere, she just goes, "Hey, you know, Dad, do they have mac and cheese here?" And she says at every Bears game, and I go, "No, you know, unfortunately they don't." And, like, Levy Restaurants has fantastic mac and cheese. So I'm like, "You guys should, like, you know, put it in a little football bowl and a fork and, I mean, I go, kids, adults, everyone would love it.
Everybody likes mac and cheese." Yeah.
So and we said a few more things and whatever, you know, and then it was like kind of, I got up and everyone said, "Thanks for coming up." And, you know, as I'm walking out, there was an individual that was next to Kevin Warren that just said, "Hey, if we do that whole mac and cheese thing, we'll call it Kevin's Mac and Cheese." And I was like, "You know what? Actually, my daughter was the inspiration for that. Molly's mac and cheese has a better ring to it, you know?" and Kevin Warren was so gracious, like, "You know, thanks for your time." And so I went back downstairs just with a great story to tell, you know? I'm like, that was so crazy. So that was back in February. So all this time goes by. I told the story, but never really thought twice about it. I get a call a couple weeks ago from an individual at the Bears, Lee Torlin, who was, like, super nice, called me, left a voicemail and said, "Hey, Kev, I got some exciting news. If you call me back, you know, I'd like to talk to you about it. So I Googled the number because I'm like, these are my buddies like messing with me. You know what I mean?
Playing,
like,
playing you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I Googled it and it went back to the Bears. So I called Lee back and he said, hey, we want to roll out that Molly's mac and cheese that we talked about back in February.
This is so crazy. It's just crazy that you could bump into Kevin Warren and he would really care what a Bears fan thought. And then you end up in a meeting and now your child has mac and cheese named after her.
It's so crazy. And then they said, hey, why don't you have Molly come out with your family to the media day when they did like the Levy restaurant's kind of new menu item rollout media day. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm there, you know? So I ended up, taking the family and I'll tell you, they made like Molly feel like an absolute celebrity. Like she walked up and they're like, there she is, you know? And obviously as a father, I'm like watching this, just her ear to ear beaming. You know, it was so cool. It was just this surreal, you know.
And they gifted her a jersey and some other stuff, right?
Yeah, they gift bags for the kids and a custom Molly jersey, and she took pictures with the chef, and she got to taste test it, and it was like Molly, you like it? No, she loved it though. She ate it, and she was like, this is fantastic. And so, if anyone's going to the game tonight. I don't know exactly where all the stands are, but I know in section 306 there'll be Molly's mac and cheese, and I know the story behind it.
Oh my gosh! And yeah, it's even in stories in every media outlet. You know, it says they're focused on kids. They have new meal boxes like pigs in a blanket made with Vienna beef hot dogs and Molly's mac and cheese. Oh my gosh! So she must just be the star at her school.
Well, that's so funny because her school actually like added her and the story to the newsletter, and it blasted it out to the whole school and all the parents and stuff. So yeah, she's been kind of riding this for a little bit, and I don't know if she knows yet how cool it actually is. I mean, she definitely will with time, you know. But
and how old is she?
But it's just been so fun. She's six.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, that's so funny. Oh, and you're at the game tonight, and you better get over there to that section and have your kids mac and cheese.
100%. Yeah, I'm going to get some, I'm going to try it out and get some pictures next to the Molly's mac and cheese stand. I promise Molly I'd do so. So,
Kev, do they sell it in to-go containers at all? I'm just wondering if, you might be able to
bring some home.
Bring some home.
Well, Steve, if you heard, I know some people now at the Bears. So let me reach out to some people and see if we can get them delivered over to the radio station. You know what I mean?
It wasn't my idea, but yeah, if you want to try that, that'd be great.
Have fun. Go Bears. We can't wait to see the game tonight, and you're going to be there in person. What kind of seats do you have?
So, it's funny. My seats are in section 311, which is, I can't believe it's five sections over is one of the stands. So. It'll be nice and convenient. Yeah, but it's a beautiful. It's already rocking here. I mean, this is. I'll tell you what, emotions are pretty high right now. I hope the Bears can win tonight.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much for sharing that story, Kevin. I absolutely love it.
Lisa, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And don't forget Hampton OB 6 o'clock following this show. They start the whole season off, and then kickoff is at 7:15. I can't wait, and. I'm so excited for Molly.